morning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, sitting in front of me is Owen Sweeney. You haven't been with us for ages. So, Owen, what are you doing here? What's going on exactly today on the programme in terms of you being here?
Well, we've talked about ads a lot in the past, haven't we?
We've spoken about ads. Yeah.
So we thought do a little twist on it. Ads, songs, jingles. It used to be, obviously, way back when, it used to be purpose-written jingles for ads, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Famously in the 80s, Nike used Revolution by the Beatles in an ad, and all the gloves were off. Proper songs were being used really for the first time. I suppose prior to that and after that, a particular bugbear of mine. Do you remember the ad that was "Let's go to the shop"? I think it was Shell Station. It used to be on RT Radio all the time. I didn't know there was a song called "Let's Go to the Hop" for many, many years.
Oh, Danny and the Juniors.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know that was
Let's
an actual
go to
song
the hop.
For years.
What?
Yeah,
it's and one of those Shell Bobby Station. Socks was that in kind of 50s.
Exactly. I was probably in my 20s when I found that out, but I was definitely in my pre-teens when I heard "Let's Go to the Shop" Shell Station all the time.
So what you're saying is that you've been introduced to some good music sometimes through bad ads.
Yeah, and also, but it's very hard to separate then.
Yeah,
the song, the actual record,
obviously,
if you don't hear it first.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, you know, people get very upset. You know, we're all guilty of it when pictures of you was used in a car ad or something. People get very upset when their favourite songs used in ads. What about when they rewrite their favourite songs for ads? And sometimes not their favourite songs.
Is that worse?
Well, it's definitely funnier, Dave. And that's why we're here.
Jeepers. Okay, let's go for it because we've got a lot of examples.
Brady's Family Ham.
Brady's, that's
this year.
Yeah.
Ad directed by Declan Lowney, I might point out.
Right.
But it's to the tune of Camogie Black and Tans.
Oh, Brady Family Ham, well, it is your only man. Cured for 3 full days and there's no added water. Sure, it's cut from one pork joint, unlike others, that's the point. It tastes just like the ham baked by your mother.
Ready?
Come out, you other hams, come and face me ham to ham. Show them how you're made with mould and added water. And tell them how Brady Family Ham chased you away from the green and lovely field.
Right, okay. And Declan Lowney did that, as in Father Ted. Okay,
yes,
go on, let's keep moving on. So what are we looking at here? Are we looking at ads that ruin your songs? Or?
Well, it's up to you whether they ruin them or not. It's completely subjective. Obviously, the ad makers want to make them memorable in most cases, I think, as we'll hear from some of these examples. A lot of the guilty parties are American. They're annoying. Do you know, they're not earworms. They're just annoying because they grab your attention. This is one from the 80s.
This is a bit of a laugh, actually, because I didn't really give two hoots about the Queen original. Has all the map gone? Isn't it a dog that sings it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of two
I'm
ads.
Sure there was lots of mud.
And the dog is singing
I
it.
I shook off so much mud. It was here, now it's gone. Every
job, that's good.
Of course, the product is
Flash.
Flash. And very appropriately.
Would Queen have advertised
everything.
Annoyed,
really? I think they probably would because it changed the words there. Queen, most famously in Ireland, Club Orange, the Don't Stop Me Now ad.
All right.
Don't Stop Me Now has been used in a load of ads around the world. One Vision's been used. There's a Heineken ad that I haven't got to the end of because it's so disturbing, where a guy stands up in a bar and starts singing Love of My Life.
Really?
Yeah. Right. But with Queen, I have a little case study
because
they have sold so many jingles to various products. Have you the second Flash ad there? Because it starts with the mention
know,
of Dave.
Hold on.
You got a name check there.
Dave, that grease is going nowhere.
It's going nowhere, Dave. Isn't that brilliant?
Ultra, it works
miracles. Isn't that brilliant?
It's pretty good, yeah.
So
I thought I was supposed to hate all these.
They're funny. Anyway,
that's
Queen or another one. Now, you'll have one that after that probably on your list there. This is a rather, well, if you're a Queen fan, you won't enjoy this. But if you're not a Queen fan, you probably will enjoy this. It's the Dacia Duster ad. It's from France.
Okay, another one bites the dust, isn't it? Or it's not. That was ripped
you'd
off anyway.
You'd have loved this meeting.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
It gets worse.
Another one drives a duster. Hey, why don't we get 1-2? Another one drives a duster.
Why don't we get 1-2?
Is that a car?
It's a Renault or a Peugeot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I can be corrected if I'm wrong.
Isn't that the one they were writing in the movie? Hey, I've got an idea. In the Queen movie, which was pretty stupid.
It was a really daft film. I remember them writing the We Will Rock You one, wasn't it? And they're all standing there, they start stomping on a box.
Oh, that's the one,
I don't know about another one. Bites. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that was John Deacon. And, of course, you never hear from him.
No. Well, you do, actually. You see him walking down the street looking very dishevelled, and he's just made another 50 million out of
nowadays.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And from ads like that, by the way, because he wrote that song.
All right.
Exclusively.
Really?
Didn't he? He did. So he obviously sold the rights to that. Wow. Anyway, they're obviously, the Queen are on board with this. Don't forget they did play Sun City. Ooh. Anyway, the last one there from the Queen stable is their most famous song, I suppose, and that's Bohemian Rhapsody. And this is an American one that was done for Mountain Dew in the ads.
So they were allowed to use Bohemian Rhapsody in an ad?
Yeah.
For what?
Obviously, Freddie Mercury State sold it because he hasn't been with us for, you know, however many years. For what? This is from Mountain Dew. So my point is, they rewrote the lyrics inserting the words Mountain Dew, and it's pretty horrible.
I see a little silhouette of a can. Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew, the sun dangles. Citrus taste and quenching, very, very exciting. Thirsty dudes, anybody knows that.
They're just thirsty dudes out on a thirsty date, sparing their life from this banality.
Easy come, easy go.
And it goes on.
Bismillah. No, he will not get the dew.
Get the dew.
Bismillah. She will not get the dew.
Get the dew.
Bismillah. They will not get the dew.
Get the dew.
He will get the dew.
Get the dew.
He will get the dew.
Etc.
Right. I mean, like, it's, why not? It's probably the most ridiculous song ever made.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the point. And that does sound like
a
real guitar solo.
It's a good laugh,
so.
You know.
I think
Wayne and Garth do it for me, I'll tell you. Like,
made number one in America, I think,
right.
Didn't it?
No,
yeah, possibly as a result of that. Anyway, we go back in time just ever so slightly. We go back to the 80s or the 70s. Which do you prefer?
Well, the 80s.
Correct. Now, yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the Ariston advert, because you remember Trio, don't you? The German group with da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da. Yeah.
Everyone remembers Ariston.
Ariston?
They're
that?
A white goods company. I think they're Italian. They used to make, you know, fridges and whatnot.
Oh, really?
You
okay.
Must remember this. Oh, you didn't watch telly in the 80s.
You must remember this. I do, Casablanca. Hold on a second.
We test and check our Ariston.
Any child in the 80s will remember this.
Used to run. Last year we built a million Ariston.
See, I prefer all that because I hated the original.
At least
that's funny. 300 servicing
persons. No interest.
Mega strong.
Okay, go on, keep going. I think people know what we're doing here now, so I don't have to tell them details.
The Beach Boys, a band beloved by many. This is one that I know a lot of Americans that you might talk to who would remember this kind of if they loved the original, it ruined it. If they didn't know the original, they were horrified to find out it was the Beach Boys. It's Good Vibrations, and it's for the fizzy drink Sunkist from 1990.
A new soft drink has come to town with a taste from Sunkist that'll turn you around.
I'm drinking up good vibrations. Sunkist orange tea sensations. Bubbly orange jubilations. Sunkist kiss. A tea sensation. I'm giving out orange vibrations. Bubbly sun kiss sensations. Sun kiss.
They didn't spend a lot of time on the lyrics, did they?
That's not great.
No, you'd be a Beach Boy fan. Look, I'm not a Beach Boys fan, but Good Vibrations is an amazing recording.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
kind of rips the heart out of it. Yeah. And you can picture them on the beach bouncing around, playing volleyball and whatever they're doing in these ads typically. Now, New Order, when Rob Gretton was in hospital, received an offer from Sunkist for, I think, there are various different stories. Bernard tells one and Hookies tells another, for $100,000. And they thought, ooh. You know, pumping their money into the Hacienda, probably not making a lot anyway. They thought, well, we could do that. Gretton, of course, their manager was in hospital. So they said, yeah, let's do it. Bernie says, he was like, oh, God, they wrote the words that I can't sing that. So he says, Hookie wrote down $100,000 on a piece of paper and put it on the mixing desk and said, try singing it now. So he did. Now, the story goes, Gretton got out of hospital, their manager, and said, no way, you're not doing it. They had it recorded. It was sent to California in error, along with a lot of other things, apparently, in Hookie's book. And it got made into an ad that was then shortly after pulled because it wasn't approved. That's the story. It's on YouTube.
Of what?
It's Blue Monday.
Blue
and
Monday,
it's Sunkist
really?
Again.
Really, Sunkist again. I don't have it, so go on. Keep
do you
going.
Know?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, I think you should do.
Really, I don't know where
it should be
it
under
is.
The other one.
Oh, yeah.
Will I come around and help you, Dave?
No, it's all right. Keep going. I'll try and find it. Go on. Go on. Oh, wait, maybe I do. Look, hold on. Here we go. Yeah.
There you go, Dave.
How listen.
Does it feel when a new day has begun?
A new day has begun.
Oh, God.
When you're drinking in the sunshine.
Drinking in the sunshine.
Sunkissed is the one.
Yeah.
When you want to drink in the sun, there's
yeah, it's pretty bad. It's no, pretty bad. And the ad was cobbled together with footage from Touch by the Hand of God.
Was there a shopping centre in Dublin, did they use the music that kind of was like New Order, or very New Order?
Oh, you could. Oh, I want to know more. There are shopping centres are great ones. Actually, that's a great point. A lot of radio ads would have been done with those sort of
anyway, go on.
Jingles.
Keep
you're
going.
Right. This is one that passed me by because 1984. But if you know the Elton John song "Sad Songs Say So Much," there was a jean company. I don't know if they still exist. Called Sassons. It's called Sassons, and you can imagine what Elton John did with it when they sponsored his tour, and then he did an ad for them. It's terrible.
Sassons, they say.
Sassons.
So,
so put them on, Dave.
So put them on.
Put on those Sassons.
So he re-recorded and sang the words.
He recorded what? Yeah, this is the thing. This is a step up now, I suppose, by New Order, kind of that as well. I suppose that's kind of the soft intro, as opposed to ripping off the Beach Boys and getting your studio.
Yeah, I mean, like, lately he hasn't been feeling himself, so he did an ad for Marathon, for God's sake.
He did, or Snickers, as they call Snickers, it now in the 21st century. Yeah. That's right. And he was in other ads as well. But I think he did ads for both Pepsi and Coke.
Yeah.
But that one's kind of particularly weird because he just changed the word Sassons.
He did ads for Pepsi and Coke, didn't he?
Yeah,
brilliant.
Both of them. That's how much money Elton John has made. Yeah. But he changed one word. So he says put him on as opposed to turn him on, those sad songs. So put him on those Sassons. And then the backing vocals still say turn him on. So why would you turn on your I don't know. Anyway, that's the point.
All right.
Anyway, that's it. We did Queen. Let's have a look at, I mentioned Pepsi, David Bowie. The Dame, as he was known in Smash Hits back in the 1980s. Himself and Tina Turner did an ad for Pepsi. Pepsi's slogan, of course, being the choice of a new generation. He rewrote slightly Modern Love, not in quite the New Order level of mentioning drinking in the sun type of thing, but the key words here are the choice is mine and the choice is in my hand, i.e. the can. Oh, it's kind of a weird science.
What's beside me?
The choice is mine is Pepsi, is that it?
Yeah, and puts the choice in my hand.
Yeah.
So it's kind of Bowie not quite saying Pepsi or can, but the ad does. I think it's a minute long ad and he's got the whole fright wig from Labyrinth type of thing. And I suppose the glass spider, you interviewed him around then, didn't you?
I did.
And and Tina Turner's in there. So you get two rock legends in the mid 80s when they were kind of at the peak of their commercial success.
Not cheap for Pepsi.
Shilling for Pepsi.
But they had the money.
Well,
Michael Jackson's head.
Well, I just have to get the lawyers in here. Michael Jackson's hair was burnt during the filming of a Pepsi commercial indeed. Where he rewrote Billie Jean and appeared in the ad himself, much like David Bowie. Pepsi had lots of money and they were lagging behind Coke at the time, but they were willing to pay for it. Now, the song My Sharona. That turns up in a lot of ads.
Yeah. The Knack.
The Knack, indeed. I suppose if you're a one-hit wonder, which they kind of were, and you have a song that everybody knows and it's kind of very easily to lampoon or to rewrite, then, you know, ad companies come calling.
And once you've done one day... Did they rewrite it?
They did. Well, I don't know. They didn't rewrite it, but Taco Bell got somebody to rewrite
it. Here, I'll give it a blast.
That's my chalupa.
That's my chalupa.
That's my chalupa.
That's my chalupa.
Can you guess what's going to happen?
That's my chalupa.
Is chalupa a thing?
It is in Mexico, yes.
My chalupa!
Dude, you got a really good voice.
Oh, God, how about this?
What's next?
This is a casino in Connecticut. They did the same thing. Oh, it's terrible.
Awful. That whole idea, that sound, the whole thing, the whole kind of way a song is written, it's so of its time.
The new wave.
And not good enough, I'm afraid. Next. Okay, go on.
Now, that's Mohegan Sun. They're a casino in Connecticut, which obviously is where you want to go for casino gambling. There you go. They rhyme casino and cappuccino, though, so I do think
that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, there you go. They are serial offenders, but I suppose this is kind of what I was saying earlier. They take a song that you may or may like, certainly one you know, and make it as annoying as possible. They did the same thing to Super Freak.
Super Freak. For what?
For Mohegan Sun.
Welcome back. I see you brought some friends. Well,
it's a very special place. The time you want to share with others.
That's just terrible. It's meant to be terrible, isn't
it? No, that's the point. I think they're making it as annoying as possible.
Yeah.
You now have people in Ireland talking about Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. The ones I mentioned are Danny and the Juniors at the start. I suppose the 60s is another kind of fertile ground for... taking classic, again, kind of, I suppose, songwriting, one big hit, Wild Thing being an obvious one, that, again, can have words or any product kind of appended to it. And in this case, it's Cheese Strings.
Well, it's Cheese String. I presume they say, I haven't heard this, Cheese String.
You're going to find out now.
I'm wrong, am I?
Well, you can really put anything to it, yeah.
Cheese String.
Correct.
You make my mouth sing.
100% mozzarella cheese strings.
You make everything
new from Black Diamond.
Cheese strings, I think I love you.
I like that.
It's a stringable cheese.
I mean, there's an example of the song is bloody great, number one. And yes. I quite like the fact that it's a bit of a laugh there, you know.
I can take that. And of course, kids, I think it's fairly groovy. It's a riff that'll last forever. Now, the UK version was they took Bend Me, Shake Me and...
Shape Me.
Yes, Bend Me, Shape Me. Sorry, yes. And...
By Dave D. Dozy, Mickey McIntosh.
Was it Amen Corner?
Oh, it was Amen Corner. Yeah, yes. Right. Okay, yeah.
And this is in 2002. It's not quite as groovy.
I'm really taking it off.
G-string.
They kind of made it very naughty. It's kind of what they thought the kids might like.
Andy Fairweather Lowe. I mean, Amen Corner, singer kind of thing. He's got the best song ever about being drunk. Ever. Wide-eyed and legless. Anyway, go on.
I don't know that one. I'll write that one down. Okay, now, this, if you remember a part that Eddie Grant drummer in the 80s, Gimme Hope Joanna.
Yeah. And what was the one about Some Street? Wasn't there?
Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue, Some Street, yeah.
Some Street, yeah. Electric Avenue. I was there this summer.
Gimme Hope Joanna.
This is Gimme Hope Joanna, which a lot of people remember from 87, I'm going to say, 87, 88. Joanna being Johannesburg and a very upbeat but strident anti-apartheid anthem that became quite successful. Now, in the early noughties, or in the mid-noughties, it became an ad for Yop. And that's all I'm going to say.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm still asleep. I really don't want no toast. I want no OJ, no tea, and no cereal. It'd be a yogurt drink I'm wanting first.
Gonna happen now.
Oh, give me Yop. My mama's new Yop.
Why not? Okay, go on, keep going. We've only got a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, we'll go very quickly through three of my favourites then. Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Advertising Viagra.
Viva Las Vegas, advertising Viagra. Hold on.
2, 3, 4. Got me a honey, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. At the end of the day, I'm not a guy who's straight, cause she's my heart's desire. Now this lonesome toad is sick of the road. I can't wait. I can't wait to go home. Viva Viagra.
Talk to your doctor about Viagra. America's most...
I was wondering where the hell it was all going.
It's awful. Also, I want to point out, because it's an American ad for a pharmaceutical product. It's a minute long. The song is 23 seconds. The rest of it is disclaimers about what it might do to you and taking
it. Yeah, of course, as usual.
This is a very bizarre one. Okay, my two favourites. This is Megan Mullally from Will and Grace. It was Will and Grace, wasn't it? Was Will and Grace. This is an American ad for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. The lyrics to this are phenomenal, and you may know the song. It's called...
Taste, yes, that's here. No hydrogenated oil, so there's no trans fats here. Whoa, turn the tab around. Talking about nutrition. Come see what we found. It's what you've been wishing.
Turn the tub around for yourself and experience fresh butter taste the healthier way at turnthetubaround.com.
Oh, God. Oh,
she got hydrogenated oils in there. I would almost want you to play it again because
we don't have enough time. Give us your winner. What's the best one?
Okay, this is an ad for an American phone company called, our American phone called the GoPhone. It features Meatloaf. He's in the garage talking to his son. His son wants to get this phone. The mom comes in. The mom's played by Tiffany, and the song is Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It is phenomenal.
Hey, Dad, I want a Go phone.
Wait.
Let me sleep on it.
It has unlimited talk and text.
Let me sleep on it.
And no surprise bill.
I can't take it any longer, son.